Hi, this is Don Coco, or DJC, and I'd like to welcome you to this production of Blind Cool Tech. With news and views, I hope you can use. If you like what I'm doing here, I'd love to hear from you. Please contact oldies at livingontheedgeradio.com. That's oldies at livingontheedgeradio.com. Stand by, please, for news and views I hope you can use. And very special greetings to you. Hello, this is Don Coco, and I'm recording for you from Sacramento, California, for Blind Cool Tech. I've been asked to do a review of the Klango Player. Klango is a network, primarily of blind users, but that's not necessarily its entire focus. Basically, the Klango Player is an all-in-one type of a player. It is a media player, which will play any number of radio streams, plus books, podcasts, YouTube, just all kinds of fantastic stuff that's on the net. It's also a social interacting type of a site, similar to like MSN Messenger, where you can chat with people and meet new people from all over the world. It's also represented by many countries here, not just America. There's lots of people using this site. And I've been asked to demonstrate Klango. Now, before I do that, I want to set the scene for you. First of all, it's self-voicing, although you can leave a screen reader on. It is self-voicing. And basically, you can use either SAPI 4 or SAPI 5. If you use SAPI 4, according to the documentation, is you don't get the three-dimensional, well, what's called a three-dimensional field. In other words, you don't get the stereo field of the voicing that goes from left to right when you are using SAPI 5. In my case, I am using SAPI 5, and I am using NeoSpeech Kate, so this review, of course, will be in stereo, and you'll be able to hear the demo of the field as it goes across. Another cool thing you can do with Klango, and we'll show you this, is you can speed up podcasts without changing pitch. You can speed them up with changing pitch. Some very, very cool features in this Klango, and we will get to all of them. Now, basically, what you'll do is you go to klango.net. That's klango.net. You'll download their latest installer, which they have available. You have a choice. You can either install it to your hard drive, or, very cool, you can install it to a portable drive if you want to do that. If you've never run the program before, once you install it, it will come up running. I believe it comes up automatically running. It will welcome you and give you some information about the program, including some of the common keystrokes. And the keystrokes are pretty easy to learn. They don't have lots and lots of them. They make it really, really simple because, as I said, this program is designed for the educational market. At least that's primarily what they're after, is not just the blind community, but for the educational market as well. Let's see, what was I going to say? So anyway, it'll welcome you, and then you'll be able to tab across, and one of the fields there will be register. So if you've never registered, you'll register, and basically they'll ask you for, you know, a screen name that you'd like to use, and you want to make sure you pick it carefully. You want to pick the screen name carefully because once they've assigned it to you, they do not let you change it on the system. So make sure you pick something you're happy with. And then, of course, they'll ask you for email and a password, that sort of thing. So once you do that, you'll be able to log in. It'll ask you to put in your username and password. It will confirm that. I believe it confirms that for you by email. So once you get the confirmation, you should be good to go. And all it takes a few seconds. Their servers are very fast. They're located in Europe, and they're very fast. So once you do that, you log in, and that's what we're going to do. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the Start menu first.
Start menu. And menu closed.
We Start. Are using NeoSpeech Kate today for our demonstration here.
Taskbar, Sys Tray, Desktop, My Network Places.
And I tried to make it so it's not too fast for you.
Kurzweil 1000, Klango Player.
Okay, there we are, the Klango Player. Now what this is a folder. It's not the actual shortcut to the player, because they do it this way purposely to make it easy to find, number one, and also you can record radio stations with this program, and you can record podcasts and all kinds of stuff you can record with this program, and they want to make it easy for you to find your recordings.
See Documents and Settings, so, Desktop, Klango Player.
As you can see, it actually goes to See Documents and Settings. Now, they have a couple of EXE files.
Klango Player, 1.
The very top one says Klango Player. And if I down arrow...
Klango Player, DX Mode.
It says Klango Player, DX Mode. And I want to explain what that means. They put in two of them. One says Klango Player. What that means is it will use your standard sound card drivers. The DX mode means that it will use the DX or DirectX drivers. And the reason they've done it this way is because some sound cards have problems. And one way may work better for you than another way. In my case, either way works for me, so it doesn't really matter. There is no difference in the quality necessarily. If either way will work for you, that's great. But they have provided two options for that reason. Now let's down arrow and see what else we have here.
License. 3.
We have their license. And this is a freeware program, by the way. I don't know if I said that. It is completely free and freeware to their network.
Profiles. 4.
Then we have a profile section, and that's where you'd find, for example, I would find my profile there, and I would find recordings that I had made kept under the profile folder.
Read 5 of 7.
Then we have...
Read in place. 6. Uninstall Klango Player.
Read me Polish.
Read in place.
It says place, but it's actually readme.pl. That's in Polish, because I guess this program is developed mainly in Poland.
Uninstall Klango
Player. And then uninstall...
7 of 7.
Klango is the last one.
Klango Player. Klango Player, DX Mode.
So we're going to start it up, and I like to pick the DX Mode, although, like I say, it doesn't really make a difference to me. I can actually open it with either mode. And when it starts up, it's going to log into this server, and I have told it to auto-log me in, so I don't need to type in my username and password every time. It just auto-logs me in. And they don't care how long you stay on. They want you to be on there. They want you to enjoy their services. And I'll explain all the services as we go along. So here we go.
Splash window.
It's now
logging
giving us
Klango.
The bing
one
ball.
Moment.
Okay, it said one moment, please. Now I'm getting a little bit of music.
The alt key opens menu.
And there I go. Now I am logged in. Now the alt key opens a menu is what it said. And the reason you heard the music is in this program they have what's called audio themes. And these are very cool. You can actually change the audio theme by going to the menus. Let's explore the first level of menus. We're going to press the alt key.
Klango Network. Shortcut. K. Form. Friends. Your own blog. Private messages and notes.
Okay, that's the Klango Network. Shortcut K.
Media. Shortcut. M. Open media catalog and your favorites, radio stations, podcasts, audiobooks, and more.
That's the media catalog right there under M.
Files. Shortcut. F. Here you can open and listen to audio and video files stored on your computer.
Here you can open and listen to audio and video files stored on your computer locally. That's F.
Programs. Shortcut. P. Running and downloading of Klango programs. Play and learn.
Running and downloading of Klango programs, play and learn. They have a couple of games here. They have an interesting soundscape here. They have a very, very cool browser for Wikipedia here. They also have a very cool browser for shopping with Amazon here. It's really cool.
Settings. Shortcut. S. Here you can switch to another language, voice and audio theme.
Here I can change the audio theme from the current one that we're using, and I can do that, and also, of course, I can adjust my synthesis or change my speech if I wanted to change it, that sort of thing, adjust the rate of it, that sort of thing.
Help. Shortcut. H. Additional information about the program.
Yeah, here on the help menu you can contact the author. It has additional information about the program and that sort of thing.
Exit.
And then, of course, exit, self-explanatory. Now, as you'll notice, the field went from right to left. Exit is all the way on the right.
Exit.
And for me to access them, I was pressing the right arrow key. So we're going to just go back all the way to the left.
Klango Network.
And we're all the way back to the left. The first one is the Klango Network, and I'm going to go in there first to show you what that's all about. Hit return.
Messages. Shortcut. M. You can read and write your private messages here.
Okay, the first one is messages. This is how I'll be able to contact somebody, and we're going to do that in just a second here.
My microblog. Shortcut. B. Your own web page is waiting for your writings.
Right. My microblog is basically a web page. For example, on Clango, my web page is http://djc123.clango.net. That's my actual page here on Clango. My name here on Clango is DJC123. So if you ever want to contact me that way on Clango, please feel free to say hello. I'll be pleased to chat with you. Now, let's continue. We're arrowing right here with the right arrow key.
One. Shortcut. F. Meet new people. Read and discuss.
This is their forum, their version of a forum where you can ask questions about Clango and that sort of thing, or just learn about it.
Notes. Shortcut. N. Here you can read and write notes and edit them online together with other Clango users.
Yeah, this is sort of like a sticky note type of thing where you can write private notes for yourself or you can share them with other people. I've never tried the feature, but I guess it does work pretty well. That's what I was told.
What's new? Shortcut. W. Check if there is something new for you programs, messages, episodes, and favorite media.
Yeah, the what's new feature is basically, let's say I've logged out. Now, when I log in, if I had had a message, it would have told me that at the beginning. It would have said, you have, X number of messages. It will do that when you first log in. But let's say I've left the program minimized or gone away from my computer for a few hours and left it online. When I come in, I can press the what's new and find out. And there are also other ways to do this. They give you more than one way to do this. For example, F12 is the what's new key. And if I were to press F12, I'll show you this. I'll press it right now. Oh, it won't do it because I'm in the menu. Okay, that's fine. Let's just continue for a moment.
My contacts. Shortcut. C. List of your friends.
This is a very cool feature. It's my contact. It's contact list. You can add all your friends to it, and then, you can contact people as you want to write to them.
Who's online? Shortcut. O. List of people who are logged in.
Who's online? Show you who's logged in.
People search. Shortcut. S. Find your friends.
You can find a person by using, if you think you know their name, you can type in their name, and you can find them that way.
Vote machine. Shortcut. V. Vote in polls, surveys, ballots.
Yeah, a vote machine. You can vote in polls, surveys, or ballots.
My account. Shortcut. A. Manage your Clango Net account.
And that's my account at the end of this, so I can manage my account and, I can change my password or change my email or that sort of thing.
Vote machine.
Let's show you how this vote machine works first. Let's go there. I'm going to hit return.
Public polls, surveys, ballots. Shortcut. P. One moment, please. Public polls. Test survey from Clango.
Okay, they only have one here.
Test
survey for Clango, and the reason you're hearing that ding is because I'm using up and down arrow
to see if
there's more, because I'm in a list box here, and it will say collection up down, which indicates a list box. I'm going to hit return.
Test survey from Clango. Vote.
First, on the left, I can vote.
Vote.
It's the first one, or if I go to the right.
Show stats.
I can see the stats of the survey, and I'm going to show you that first, because I told you Clango was self-voicing. What it's going to do, it's going to open a list box, which we normally would call an edit type of box, but it's not an edit box. It's a list box, and it just displays all the stats, and it will automatically read it, or you can stop it, and if you want to read more, you can use insert down arrow to read, is how it works. They do use some of the... depending on what function they use. Here they sort of use some of the insert keys. So it's sort of, it's hard for me to actually describe it, except to say that it's sort of like Jaws. I guess that's what I would want to say. I mean, it's sort of got sort of that feel to it. It's pretty good. Like I say, it's pretty simple to use. Let's hit return now on these stats, and you'll get to read the poll that they have up there, which they've had up there for the past couple of months. They haven't added any. We're hoping they will, but so far they haven't added. They only have this one poll out right now. Let's take a look at it. Well, I'm going to hit return.
One moment. Test survey from Clango. Number of voters, 143. 1. Which screen reader do you use? Jaws-68.5%, Windows-16.1%, NVDA-4.9%, Thunder-0.0%, Other-10.5%, 2. Obama or McCain? Obama-68.5%, McCain-31.5%, 3. Will you vote in such surveys in the future? Yes-96.5%, No-3.5%.
And that's it. That's the end of it. Now to get out of this, I just press the escape key.
One moment, polls. Test
and
from Clango.
It just takes me back one...
The alt key opens menu.
Area, so if I want to get out of it completely, I just press the escape key again. And if I were to press it one more time, it would ask me if I want to log out of the program. We don't want to do that. So I'm going to go Alt K M
received.
And I'm going to check and see if I have any received messages. I went to Clango Network. I pressed the Alt key, then I pressed K for Clango Network, then I pressed M for messages, and I have received messages.
Sent.
And if I go to the right with the right arrow key, I have sent messages, which I can look at my sent messages.
New message.
Or I have a new message. And that's what I want right at the moment because I'm going to contact somebody. So I'm going to hit return here.
Recipient or recipients.
And it's waiting for me to type in a name. So I'm going to type in a name. And I've turned my key echo off so you won't hear it, but I'm going to contact my friend Alan in New York. He lists himself here under A. Hertz. A-H-E-R-T-Z is how he lists himself and Clango, and he lives in New York City. So we've got Alan here, and we're going to type, and we're going to press the tab key now for
subject of the message.
I'm just going to type the word hello, and now I'm just going to say, hi, Alan. I am recording, so say hello to the Blind Tech audience. And then I tab once more.
Send message.
And I'm going
to
send it.
Press space or enter to perform. One moment, please. Message has been sent. The Alt key opens menu.
And I'm just going to sit here and wait a minute, and he will... Well, hopefully he'll respond. I told him, we had actually, before he started the recording, we'd actually chatted about this. So he's aware that you know, I'm doing this. So we should hear from him in a second. What we'll do is we'll get an alert tone, and we will be able to, we'll get an alert saying that there's a message. So hopefully that'll come up shortly, and hopefully we'll hear from him. In the meantime, we can show you some other things here. For example, we can go to settings. Let's do that. Let's type. We're at the top level of the menu at the moment. So we're going to type the Alt key and S.
Auto login.
And we have auto login. That's the first setting.
Clock and alarm.
Clock and alarm is very cool. You can actually set an alarm basically for yourself.
Typing echo.
Typing echo is whether you want it to echo your keystrokes.
Names of interface elements.
Names of interface elements is the next one. And I'm not... I haven't quite been able to understand exactly what that does, but it's in there.
Audio themes.
Audio themes. And that's the one I want to change here.
Choose an audio theme.
Now...
Andre.
It does not install audio themes by default. They give you one. They give you the default audio theme. And let me explain what an audio theme is. Obviously, you can hear this in the background. Oh, this is my friend Alan. There's his message.
One.
Okay, I have new messages. One. Let me come out. I'm just going to come out of the settings here.
The Alt key opens menu.
And we're going to go to the messages. I'm going to type Alt, and then K, and then M,
received.
And then R.
One moment. Received messages. New message. Free. Hello. Message from Utterts.
And...
New message.
And it goes to the message. I'm going to hit return to read the message.
Hello, message from Utterts. Text of the message. Hello, folks. I am on an important phone call at the moment, but I can get back to you guys in a few minutes. 2008-10-22, 1933-05.
Now, what it shows at the bottom, it shows the date, and it shows the, since this server is located in Europe, it shows the server time in Europe. It doesn't show the local time. However, your local clock at the top of the hour, Clango has this cool feature where at the top of the hour, the clock will actually go off and tell you what time it is, and that is local. But for messages, it shows European time, unfortunately, but that's the way they've done it. Now, I have choices here. I'm pressing the tab key. I can, of course, reply.
Reply with quotation.
I can reply with a quotation.
Forward.
I can forward the message to somebody else.
Save as a note.
I can save it as a note.
Delete.
I can delete the message.
Add to my contacts.
I can add him to my contacts if he hasn't been added before.
Visiting card.
I can look at his visiting card. A visiting card is just a little note about yourself.
Accept form.
And then they have accept form.
Close.
or
press space bar or enter to perform the action.
So
add to my contacts. Delete.
I'm just pressing the shift tab key. I'm going to press delete because I want to delete the message.
Do you really want to delete this message?
Do I want to delete the message? I have no.
Yes.
Or I have yes with the right arrow, and I've told it yes. I'm going to hit return.
One moment. Message has been deleted.
Message has been deleted.
Received messages. Collection is empty.
The collection is now empty. There's no received messages.
The alt key opens menu.
So I'm going to go back to settings. I'm going to type alt S and
auto login. Clock type names of interface. Audio theme.
Audio themes. We're going to go back there because I wanted to show you how I changed the audio theme. I have a whole bunch of audio themes here.
Andre. Andre's theme created by Andre. HTTP.
This one is created by Andre Lewis is the first one I have, and that's the one you're actually listening to at the moment. That's the one I've been using.
Pesha. Theme created by Pesha.
Then we have one called Pesha. It's created by Pesha. Doesn't say anything about the audio theme. Some of them will give you descriptions and some of them won't. It depends whether the author has created an audio theme. And as I said, an audio theme refers to all the different sounds that you hear when you pull the menus down, that sort of thing.
Sounds of nature. Birds and other creatures making noise.
Sounds of nature. This one's created by Danny Raria, and it's called Sounds of Nature. It's pretty cool, all birds and all kinds of sounds.
Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat theme created by Alex L.
This is a Mortal Kombat theme created by Alex L.
Guitar. Guitar set by Maestro Tomasco Corjeda.
Tomasco Corjeda created this one. It is a guitar theme. So you can hear little guitar notes, that sort of thing.
Nintendo DI. Nintendo theme created by The Extreme.
This is Nintendo. It's a Nintendo game theme. It's created by The Extreme, is what he calls himself.
Mario. Mario by Jazzy Jennifer.
Jazzy Jennifer created this Mario theme here, if you like the game Mario.
In Athlete and Workplace. Sounds recorded in a flat and workplace theme created by Daniel Aria.
This is called In a Flat Workplace, and it sounds recorded in a... Well, Danny Raria wrote this one. He wrote several of them here for us. And he says that it's recorded in a flat workplace. I'm not quite sure what he meant by that, but okay. But it's a pretty cool theme. I do like it.
Wheezy theme. The Wheezy sound theme created by Kevin Wheezy. HTTP. www.wheezy4u.
Kevin Wheezy, who is German, created this particular sound theme. And it's called the Wheezy theme.
Star Wars Universe. Created by Destroyer, with help from Aaron. Version 1.0.
Star Wars Universe is the name of this one. It's created by a fellow named Destroyer. Yeah, it's a pretty cool sound theme. I like it.
Star Wars. Created by Yogi V0.3.
Then we have Star Wars created by a fellow named Yogi.
Star Trek 2. Star Trek audio theme.
Then we have Star Trek audio theme created by, I think it said Kilroy.
Mario game. Mario game sounds theme proposed by The Music Man. Created by Daniel Aria.
We have another Mario game. This is a different one than the one we showed you earlier, though. This one is a completely different-sounding Mario theme.
Sonic the Game Show 2. Sonic the Game Show by Jason Fletcher. Sonic Hedgehog Rated Ever Intense.
This is Sonic Hedgehog is the I guess the name of this particular game. I guess it was a game show or something. That's what it's pretty cool. I like it.
Star Trek theme created by Peter Machaz.
Then we have a Star Trek theme. As you can see, there's quite a few game themes here. People like those, and there's quite a few of them here.
Daniel Aria.
Then we have one that just is, it says Danny Aria. There's no information about it.
Silence. Slinger without sound effects theme proposed and created by Daniel Aria.
Then we have a silence theme. So, because some people may not want sound effects at all, and you can do that. You can install the silence theme, and you can have absolutely no sound. Of course, you'll always have speech, but you won't have any sound. And some people prefer that. I suppose it depends on the environment you're in.
Default theme by Usachi Kazuma's Kukuraiku.
Then we have the default theme. This is the one that I'm going to actually switch to because this is the one that you will actually get, which will be your very first theme when you install Klango. And if you want other themes, great. If you don't want any themes, like I say, you can install the silent one and turn everything off. So
download audio themes.
And then we can download the audio themes.
Download audio themes.
And that's where we are. We're at the end of the list. I've already got all of them that they have currently, so
default.
No need
default
to do it, but I am going to switch to the default, and the way this will work is I'll hit return.
New settings will be applied after restarting the program. Do you want to restart the program? No.
Now it wants to know if I want to restart the program for the new audio theme to take effect. I'm going to tell it yes. I'm going to hit return. It's gone back to that ping pong ball. And there it is. That's a new theme.
Klango player Klango. The alt key opens menu.
Okay, I'm now at the default theme, and I've installed this just to kind of show you how theme works. So there you go. That's how the settings work. Now we can go to the media section here. And the media section is really interesting.
Open media catalog.
So open media catalog. We can open the media catalog. If we want to expand any of these, we can right arrow. They sort of work like a tree view, or we can hit return.
My favorites.
Then I'm just down arrowing to show you. I have my favorites. These are all the stations and programs I'm interested in.
Friend's favorites.
My friend's favorites. He's added me to his favorites, so I have a choice of looking at his favorites as well as my own.
Public favorites.
Public favorites. You can actually take your favorites and add them to the public database so lots of people can see them, and I've even done that. Mine are there as well as lots of other people.
My history.
My history, what I've been listening to recently.
Most frequently played.
Most frequently played is a category that will show you what, you know, basically what the top stations are people are listening to.
Best rated.
Best rated stations, what people think are the best rated stations.
Last rated.
Last rated stations, more recent type of things that have been added.
Last 100 played.
Last 100 played, last 100 streams that people have been listening to.
Last added.
Last added, recently added streams, in other words, the newest streams that people have added.
Random selection.
Random selection, you right arrow on that or hit return, it's just going to play a random station for you.
Search.
Search. I can search for a radio station right here if I want to find one. For example, let's say I wanted to find KNX in Los Angeles. I would just hit return here, and I would type in KNX and hit return, and if it was in the database, it would find it. If it wasn't, they would tell you.
Search on YouTube.
Search on YouTube. Quite an interesting feature here, because you can actually search for videos on YouTube. You just type in the video name that you're interested in, or, you know, some kind of a subject line like Star Wars or whatever, or Dragnet. I was listening to some of the old Joe Friday clips from Dragnet the other night right here. And you can search, and then you can find them. It'll pop them up in a list box. You just hit return to play the one you want. So let's go up to, we're just going to go over to...
my favorites. Plan to open media catalog.
We're going to go to the media catalog first. I'm going to show you how that works. I'm going to right arrow.
One moment, please. Audience. Audience.
And the first area they have is audience.
Genres. Audience.
Then we have genres.
Networks.
Networks.
Regions.
Regions.
Music styles.
Music styles.
Topics.
Topics.
Broken.
Broken. That's an area that means for stations that are not working.
Waiting room.
And waiting room, a category for stations that people have added that have not been approved necessarily by the moderators yet.
Regions.
So that's how that works.
Genres. Audience.
Now, audience would be, for example, children, parents, teenagers, that sort of thing. That's what that that area there means.
Genres.
Genres are just different type of genres.
One moment, center.
For example, if I right arrow there, I've got adventure.
Advice.
Advice.
Biography.
Biography.
Comedy.
Comedy.
Epistolary fiction.
Epistolary fiction.
Essay. Short nonfiction.
Essay nonfiction.
Fairy tale.
Fairy tale.
Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Fiction.
Fiction.
Historical fiction.
Historical fiction.
Horror. Ghost story.
Horror. Ghost story.
Instruction.
Instruction.
Literature.
Literature.
Memoir.
Memoir.
Mystery.
Mystery. These are obviously all audiobooks.
Myth. Legend.
Myth. Legend.
Play.
Play.
Poetry.
Poetry.
Romance.
Romance.
Satire.
Satire.
Science fiction.
Science fiction.
Sea story. Sea story.
Sea story.
Short story.
Short story.
Spy story.
Spy story.
Tragedy.
Tragedy.
War story.
War story.
Western.
And Western.
Western.
And that's it. Okay. So that's what that first category is.
Genres.
Is the
audience.
Audience.
Genres.
What I'd like to do for you now is...
Networks.
I'll let you explore all these on your own. But what I would like to show you is how we...
Mango Open Media Catalog.
How we can actually manipulate something.
My favorites.
The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my favorites.
One moment, please. News 10 radio.
I got the WINS. News 10 is my first favorite.
0.977, the 80s channel radio.
I have 0.977, the 80s channel.
0.977, the classic rock channel radio.
0.977, the classic rock channel.
0.977, the country channel radio.
0.977, the country channel, being a big country fan.
0.977, the oldies channel radio.
0.977, the oldies channel.
1. FM-50s and 60s radio.
1. FM, 50s and 60s radio.
1. FM-80s radio.
1 FM-80s radio.
181. FM Classic Hits Home of the 60s and 70s radio.
1 FM Classic Hits of the 60s and 70s radio.
181. FM Highway 181 Classic Country Radio.
181 Classic Country.
One Club. FM Classic Country Radio.
One Club Classic Country Radio.
ACB Radio Main Menu Podcast.
ACB Radio Main Menu Podcast is what I have here.
Aku Radio presents Hey, Hey, We're the 60s.
This is Aku Radio. Hey, Hey, We're the 60s. The name of that one, great oldie station there.
Aku Radio presents Hey, Hey, We're the 60s. British Invasion.
Hey, Hey, We're the 60s. British Invasion. Another channel from Aku Radio.
Albany Scanner Radio.
Albany Scanner. That's a police scanner out of Albany, New York.
All new Southern Rock nonprofit, commercial free.
All radio. New Southern Rock nonprofit. When I'm in the mood for Southern Rock, this is a good station to tune to.
AM 1710 Antioch OTR. Scheduled
AM 710 out of Antioch, Michigan. The OTR channel that I like to listen to quite often.
Audio Noir Old Time Radio 100% hard boiled OTR.
Audio Noir is another old time radio channel. They have very excellent detective type shows that I like.
BBC 7 Radio.
BBC 7 Radio plays primarily plays.
BBC World Service Radio.
BBC World Service Radio, when I want news from the BBC.
Beatles Radio Com, solos, covers, Fab Four, news more than...
Beatles Radio Com, with all the Beatles type stuff.
Beatles Arama.
Also, Beatles Arama is here.
Blind Cool Tech Podcast.
Blind Cool Tech, that's a podcast of technology information.
Blind Eyes Podcast.
The Blind Eyes Podcast, that's also technology related.
Blind Net Podcast.
Blind Net Podcast, the gentleman here has done some great... podcast of many of the popular games that are available for blind people.
Bluegrass Radio 100% pure
bluegrass. Bluegrass Radio 100% bluegrass.
CBC Radio 1 Montreal.
CBC Radio Montreal, that's a stream I have. They have other streams for CBC as well. Also, you have CBC 2, that sort of thing, available for you.
CH01 OTR Old Time Radio Mystery.
This is a channel called CH01. It's another old time radio channel for all kinds of information. Or mysteries, that sort of thing, you know.
CNN-TV Audio USA Feed Radio.
CNN-TV Audio Feed for the U.S. It's the radio TV feed is what it is.
Country Music USA, Yesterday's Legends and Today's Hits Radio.
Country Music Radio, Yesterday and Today's Legends. And I'm just arrowing up and down. I think I said that before.
Documentaries Podcast.
Documentaries Podcast. Very fine documentaries from the BBC is what these are here. Some really interesting ones, too.
Doyle, Arthur Conan, sir.
Then I have a number of audiobooks from Arthur Conan Doyle, the different Sherlock Holmes books, that sort of thing. I really like them.
Doyle, Arthur
so
Conan.
I have
Doyle, Arthur,
five
Doyle,
or six
Arthur
of them
Conan,
here.
Sir, Tales of Terror and Mystery audiobook. Folk by all folk. All the time.
Then I have a folk channel, which is a folk radio channel when I'm in the mood for great folk music.
Frontier Western Theater Podcast.
Then I have another Western Theater type of a podcast, which features Westerns.
HPR 1, the classic country channel from
Heartland
Public Radio.
Then I have another country channel from Heartland Public Radio.
Inspire stream from NASA NSF.
Then I have Inspire, it's a stream from NASA.
KCRW simulcast radio.
Then I have KCRW in Santa Monica, California. I have the simulcast and...
KCRW World News Radio.
The news radio channel here.
KKHR Radio 1610 LPM.
Then I have another old-time radio channel here.
Klango Radio Zero.
Then I have Klango Radio. They even have their own channel here.
It's Los Angeles, Cutter Radio.
KNX Los Angeles.
KQED Public Radio.
KQED out of San Francisco.
LWorks Net Development Log Podcast.
Then I have LWorks Development. It's a podcast.
Liam's Land Podcast.
And Liam's Land Podcast.
MPR Old Time Radio.
Then I have MPR Old Time Radio. That's another old time radio stream. As you can see, I have quite a few old time radio streams. I do like those.
NASA TV Radio.
Then I have NASA TV Radio when I want science news or listen to the shuttle blasting off.
Nashville FM-24.
Nashville FM. 24 FM. That's a country channel.
Nostalgia Old Time Radio Podcast.
Nostalgia Old Time Radio Podcast. Pretty good.
Nova Science Now Podcast.
Nova Science from NPR. Very, very cool.
O Radio
is an old-time radio channel.
Old-time radio fan.
So is one called Old-Time Radio Fan.
On Computers Radio Show.
On Computers Radio Show is a very fine computer show that's on Sundays.
And in Productions Batman, the Ace of Detectives podcast.
We have another Productions podcast that is about Batman, that sort of thing.
Pendant Productions Star Trek Defiant podcast.
We have Pendant Productions Star Trek Defiant podcast, and these are really good. They're in beautiful wide stereo.
Pendant Productions Wonder Woman, Champion of Themyscira, presented by Amazon Archives.
We have a Wonder Woman podcast from Pendant Productions.
Prize the World, technology podcast from BBC.
Prize the World from technology is from the BBC.
PSRADIO, com live from Palm Springs, California.
We have another old-time radio station here from Palm Springs, California.
Radio Australia.
Then I have Radio Australia.
Radio Netherlands Worldwide.
Radio Netherlands.
Radio Nostalgia Playhouse podcast.
Radio Nostalgia Playhouse.
SKY, FM-.
Then I have a bunch of the SKY channels here.
SKY FM dash 80s 80s 80s.
I have SKY 80s.
SKY FM classic rock.
SKY classic rock.
SKY FM oldies the 50s.
I have SKY oldies.
SKY FM solo piano music.
And then I have SKY solo piano music.
Star Trek Lost Frontier podcast.
Then I have a Star Trek Lost Frontier podcast.
Sun Sounds Radio.
Then I have one called Sun Sounds Radio from Arizona. That's sort of like an In Touch Network, that sort of a thing.
T-Man TV podcast.
Then we have a podcast, T-Man TV is what that's called. It's actually a sort of an OTR type of discussion.
TBRN, the Beyond Radio Network.
Then we have TBRN, the Beyond Radio Network.
Zilla Small WMV podcast.
Then we have another technology-related type of podcast.
The Archers Podcast.
Then we have the Archers Podcast from the BBC. That's like an excellent ongoing, like a serial play. It's like 15 minutes a day. It's very cool.
The Blind Geek Zone Podcast.
Then we have the Blind Geek Zone Podcast.
The Classic Tales Podcast.
The Classic Tales Podcast.
The Country Legend Radio.
The Country Legend Radio. That's the station run by Bill Sparks.
The EP Express All Elvis.
We have the All Elvis radio station by, that's all Elvis music all the time, Elvis Presley.
The Legend Radio.
Then we have the Legend Radio, which is Bill Sparks' oldies channel.
The Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
The Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
The Radio W Shock Theater.
The Radio W Shock Theater, which is pretty good.
Ultra Radio, playing just the good
stuff. Ultra Radio, just playing the good stuff.
WBZ News Radio 1030.
WBZ from Boston, it's a news radio station there.
WCBS New York NY Radio.
WCBS New York City, that's their AM feed, which is basically news.
WCNY HD2 Radio.
WCNY HD2, an oldie station.
West Sacramento for more information.
West Sacramento, it's a railroad. If you like to hear the guys talking on their trains, you can hear them talking Amtrak, that sort of thing, on that feed.
Wolf FM, the hottest mix of the 70s.
And then Wolf FM, the hottest mix of the 70s and 80s. Great station that's been around for a long, long time, run by Steve Wolf.
Yesterday USA Theater podcast.
And then Yesterday USA Theater, another old-time radio podcast. That this is run by Bill Bragg, is who this one is run by.
Yesterday USA Theater.
And that's it. And that's all I have. So I'm just going to select one of these, and I think I'm going to go to
Ultra Radio, the radio, the Country Legend Radio.
Let's see which one I'd like to
use. Small WM, TBRN, the Beyond, T-Man TV podcast.
I'm going to go to one of the podcasts here.
Podcast T-Man TV. The T-Man TV Premier. One Day Late. T-Man TV Radio Network Pilot. T-Man TV Radio. The T-Man TV Premier.
Okay, I'm just going to go to this first one here. Hit return.
Just play it.
I have options. What can I do with it? I can just play it.
Save to disk.
I can save it to a disk.
Save to a mobile device.
I can save it to a mobile device.
Save to a mobile
and
device.
That's it.
Save
so I have three. It. We're going to just play it here and start it up.
One moment, please.
And it's there. Now, I have different options here that I can do.
Pause.
I can pause the thing with space bar. I can start it up again with space bar. I can change
Hello,
the...
Hello, everyone. The name is Trenton. Trenton Matthews.
I can change the pitch with control up arrow or control down arrow, for example.
And today is not supposed to be the premiere. However, since I didn't do it Saturday, I'm not supposed to. Actually, I did do it Saturday.
See, like that? Now slow it back down.
And recording a premiere, or really anything, 5 times just to get it correct.
Now, the only thing they don't have is they don't have an exact way to actually
so therefore,
actually know where you are. You have to make sure that your ears are correct or it doesn't work. I can also start up like this. I can skip backwards. See, like that?
The name is Trenton Premier.
I can skip forward. Like this with the right arrow.
Premier or really anything.
I can also speed up his voice without changing the pitch with shift up arrow. Let me show you that.
So therefore, that's what happened. Anyways, welcome you all to Premier of T-Man TV. And it's called T-Man TV Radio Network.
Now, as you say, if you speed it up too fast like that, you'll see that it will clip his words. Slow down just slightly here.
I'm recording this to you all on Audacity. However, in the future episodes and every future episode except the Quango Review, which I will be doing my own on Tuesday of this week, every episode will be recorded in Quango. Unless,
so there we go.
Necessary to be recorded.
So there we go. That's
The Alt Opens Menu.
This gentleman's podcast, I'd like to thank him for the use of his material. I just wanted to show you how that works.
Are you sure you want to close this program?
No, no, I don't want to do that.
No.
No.
Yes.
I don't want to close the program. No. Sorry?
The alt key
don't
want
to do that, that's for sure. Let's see. So what else? What else can we tell you about Clango? We've just basically shown you the media, how that kind of works, and the messages. The best way to explore it is to log in and just play with the menus. Go to the first menu here.
Clango Network.
Clango Network.
Media.
Files.
Programs.
Programs.
Settings.
Settings.
Help.
Help.
Exit.
And exit.
Help.
Are the top menus.
Clango Network.
Clango Network. And you can hit return there, or you can even down arrow.
Messages.
Messages.
My microblog.
My microblog.
Form.
A form.
Notes.
Notes.
Shortcut. What's new?
What's new?
My contacts.
My contacts.
Who's online?
Who's online?
People search.
People search.
Vote machine.
Vote shortcut. Machine.
My account.
And my account.
A.
And those are basically all the main areas of the program.
Are you sure you want to close this program?
Oops, I don't.
Yes.
I didn't say I wanted to do that just yet.
The Alt key opens menu.
What I'd like to do just to finalize here, I'm not trying not to hold it too much longer. We've been going for a while now. But I did want to show you a couple of things. I'm going to go to programs, and I wanted to show you their browser for Wikipedia, because I think that's pretty slick. So I'm going to type Alt P.
Educational programs.
And I have educational programs, and that's where they put this. So I'm going to go there. Hit return.
Clango Math Tools.
The first one is Clango Math Tools. That's like a scientific calculator. It's pretty cool.
Wikipedia browser.
And the Wikipedia browser. So I'm going to hit return there. And basically it's going out and it's getting the browser is what it's doing.
Wikipedia browser Clango.
Okay, and you heard some paper pages being turned. And now I'm in the browser. To use the browser, I just have to go down and use the menu. I press the Alt key.
Menu. Searching.
We have searching. That's the first one.
Search bookmarks.
We have bookmarks.
History.
We have a history. My latest things I've been searching for.
Opened articles.
We have opened articles. If I had more than one article open, it would display them here.
Settings.
We have settings, which just refers to all the regular... The regular settings.
Help.
We have help.
Exit.
And we have exit to close the program.
Oh, it's your bookmarks. Searching.
So we're going to go to search.
Choice left, right. New searching.
And we have different things here. New search.
Results of the last searching.
Results of the last search when I was last searching.
Random article.
Random article.
Change server. Shortcut.
You can change a server, like if you're not happy with search. If you wanted it to be, if you wanted it to be co.uk instead of just .com or org, rather, I guess you could do that. I don't know how that works, but I guess you can do that.
Change server.
And that's all they have there. So let's go to new search. Hit return.
Search and Wikipedia.org. Edit line.
And let's see. Let's say I wanted to search for CKLW, a famous radio station in Detroit, Michigan, back in the 70s. Late 60s, early 70s. I mean, it was famous then. It's just a talk station today. And I don't know if they have an article on it. I just typed in CKLW, and I'm going to hit return.
Full text, CKLW. Text. CKLW is a 50,000-watt-hour radio station broadcasting on 800 KZN and located in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and serving Windsor and Detroit. It is best known for having been one of the leading top 40 stations in North America in the 1960s and 1970s. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, CKLW was one of the top radio stations in the world, using a very tight top 40 format known as Boss Radio, devised by legendary radio programmer Bill Drake. However, CKLW never actually used the handle Boss on the air, just the style. Rather than a Boss 30, CKLW's weekly music survey was known as a Big 30. And instead of calling itself Boss Radio, CKLW called itself the Big 8. During this period was the top-rated radio station not only in Windsor, but across the river in Detroit, Michigan, and even in cities as far away as Toledo and Cleveland in Ohio. It is the flagship station along with WOMC of the University of Michigan Sports Network. History before the Big 8, Gentile and Binge CKLW first came on the air on May 31, 1932, as CKOK on 540 Ks with 5,000 watts of power, and was owned by a group of Windsor-area businessmen led by Malcolm Campbell, operating as Essex Broadcasters, Limited. CKOK became CKLW in 1933, when Essex Broadcasters, Limited merged with the London Free Press and its station CJGC-M now CFPL, and became Western Ontario Broadcasting, which was co-owned by Essex Broadcasters and the London Free Press. BLW and the call sign is said to have stood for London, Windsor, considered to be the two chief cities in the station's listening area. When the station's power increased to 50,000 watts, its listening area increased accordingly. In 1934, when London Free Press's station CJGC-M pulled out of the agreement, the station's ownership became wholly owned by Western Ontario Broadcasters. CJGC-M later evolved into today's CFPL 980, while today's CBEF occupies the 540K slot on the M dial.
And there you go. That's going to give you an idea. Now I just press the escape key, and it's going to ask me if I want to close the article, and I am going to do that. So I'm going to close the article.
Are you sure you want to close this program? Yes.
I'm going to also close the program. I'm going to get out of the Wikipedia browser.
Clango player.
But there you go. I wanted to show you how that actually worked. The shopping tool that they have.
11.
Oh, there's the time telling me that it's 11 o'clock. There you go. You heard that, huh? Pretty cool. The shopping tool that they have works very similar. Basically, what it does is you type up your just what you're looking for, and then it will show you what you're looking for. And in fact, let's do that, Don. Let's go to that. Let's go to, we're going to Alt and type P for programs.
Educational programs.
The first one is educational programs.
Soundscapes.
Soundscapes are, that's a sound that's like a relaxing nature type thing or that sort of thing. That's what soundscapes are.
Audio toys
are a couple of games that they have available.
You have new messages. One.
We have a message coming in.
External services.
We have external services, and that's where we're going to go.
Shopping with Clango.
Shopping with Clango.
Shopping with Clango.
And I'm going to hit return there. And it's logging into that browser now. Okay, there it is. Now, I'm now logged into their browser. Now, this part of the browser does not transmit any information. Your credit card details or that sort of thing is handled by your regular browser. I do want to say that. All this does is basically it's the same as a Wikipedia. It's a search tool. So,
searching. Catalog.
We have catalog,
searching.
Saved items,
my shopping carts,
if I had something going
select
there,
select server.
I could select a server, like if I wanted co.uk instead of amazon.com,
opened items,
if I had more than one item open,
settings, here you can switch to another,
again, that's just audio theme. That's just regular settings again,
help.
Exit.
Help.
So,
saved items,
searching,
choice left, right. New search.
I have new search.
Last search.
Or last search. It remembers what I was searching, what I was looking for before. I'm going to go to new search.
Search Amazon.com.
And I'm looking for a DVD, which I already have, but I'm going to put it in anyway. It's just an excellent movie. It's called A Few Good Men. A Few Good Men. I'm going to hit return.
One note. Catalog. Collection up down. Kitchen. 32.
Okay, now it shows me, what it considers to be relevant results.
Music, 29.
Music, 29. Kitchen, 32. I'm down arrowing now.
VHS, 13.
VHS, okay, they have it on VHS.
DVD, 17.
DVD. I do want to look and see what it looks like on DVD, so we are going to hit return.
Thank you, Goodman Special Edition. Thank you, Goodman Special Edition.
Okay, a few good men Special Edition is what that one is.
Thank you, Goodman Blu-ray.
A Few Good Men Blu-ray.
Thank you, Goodman.
A Few Good Men, the original, probably the original.
A Few Good Men, UMD for PSP.
And then they have other formats. I don't quite know what all these mean.
A Few Good Men Special Edition.
Let me look at the Special Edition, though, because I'm not even sure this is the one I have, so I'm going to hit return.
A Few Price Information. Text. A Few Good Men Special Edition. Condition. New. Price. $9.99. List price. $14.94. You save. $4.95. 33%. Total new. 71. Low.
Okay, I don't quite know what that means, but I can tab across.
Description. A Few Good Men Special Edition. Brand, cruise, Tom, running time, -138, -minutes, number of items, 1, ISBN 0767853563, aspect ratio, 2.351, release date, 2001-05-2.
And that just gives you a bunch of information. I can tab across, though, and see if there's any customer reviews. I'll tab again.
Reviews. Text. A Few Good Men Special Edition. Product description, a hotshot young Navy lawyer defends two Marines accused in the death of another Marine. Genre, feature film drama rating, RR release date, 6 May 2003 media type, DVD Amazon.com essential video, a U.S. soldier is dead, and military lawyers Lieutenant Daniel Caffey and Lieutenant Commander Joanne Galloway want to know who killed him. You want the truth? Snaps Colonel Jessup Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. Astonishingly, Jack Nicholson's legendary performance as a military tough guy in A Few Good Men really amounts to a glorified cameo. He's only in a few scenes. But they're killer scenes, and the film has much more to offer. Tom Cruise Caffey shines as a lazy lawyer, who rises to the occasion, and Demi Moore Galloway gives a command performance. Kevin Bacon, Kiefer Sutherland, J.T. Walsh, and Cuba Gooding Jr. of Jerry Maguire fame round out the superb cast. Director Rob Reiner poses important questions about the rights of the powerful and the responsibilities of those just following orders in this classic courtroom drama. Alan Smithy and John Kahn, a U.S. soldier is dead, and military lawyers Lieutenant Daniel Caffey and Lieutenant Commander Joanne Galloway want to know who killed him. You want the truth? Snaps Colonel Jessup Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. Astonishingly, Jack Nicholson's legendary performance as a military tough guy in A Few Good Men really amounts to a glorified cameo. He's only in a few scenes. But they're killer scenes, and the film has much more to offer. Tom Cruise Caffey shines as a lazy lawyer, who rises to the occasion, and Demi Moore Galloway gives a command performance. Kevin Bacon, Kiefer Sutherland, J.T. Walsh, and Cuba Gooding Jr. of Jerry Maguire fame round out the superb cast. Director Rob Reiner poses important questions about the rights of the powerful and the responsibilities of those just following orders in this classic courtroom drama. Alan Smithy customer reviews. Can you handle the truth? Cracker Jackass and script with Reiner at the top of his game. 2008-10-05 by Brennan Gordon, San Francisco. One. Huh. USA absorbing and crowd-pleasing adaptation of Aaron Sorkin's hit Broadway play from director Rob Reiner about two Marines charged with the murder of a fellow GI at Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, and there we go. And it goes on and on. But that's a fairly long review because that's quite a good movie.
Yes.
Do I want to close the item at Wants to Know? And I said yes. But if I wanted to do other things, I could go onto the menu and I certainly could go and do other things.
Are you sure you want to close this program?
I'm now going to close the shopping. I just wanted to show you how Clango shopping with Clango works.
Yes.
So I'm now Clango going player, to do Clango. That.
Clango player.
And I'm going to go back and just read my messages. Let's go to...
Messages. Shortcut. Received.
We have one some messages here. Messages. What do we have here?
New message. Are you still recording? Message from Utterts.
Okay.
New message. Sorry, Don. Message from Utterts. New message.
Are you still see. Recording? First message one says, Utterts. Am I still recording?
Text of the message. I am available if you need me. That call was unexpected. 2008-reply. Creating a message.
I'm just going to create a message here. Message. Tapped a couple of times. Now I'm going to just say, I am just finishing recording.
Send message. One moment, please. Message has been sent.
And I'm just going to delete the message. Press the delete key.
Do you really want to delete? Yes.
Yes, I do want to delete it. I've done
one
that.
One message has been deleted.
And the second one here.
Sorry, Don. Message from Utterts.
Let's see what this one says.
Text of the message. I had gotten an important call from the hospice social worker for Martha's hospice program, so it came at the same time as the recording of the demo 2008-10-22.
Okay, that's okay.
Received message.
Just going
to
delete.
Are you sure you want to close this program?
Whoops, I didn't want to
yes.
do that.
No.
Actually, I...
Are you sure you want to close this program? Yes. No. The alt key opens menu.
Let's see. I wanted to do this and this. Sorry, I'm a little confused here. Let's see. We're going to do
sorry,
that.
Sorry, message from Utterts.
Okay, we're just going to delete that.
Yes.
And there we go.
One moment, message has been deleted.
Now my collection's empty.
Receiving messages. Collection is empty.
And there the we go. And menu. I pressed back for the alt key. Now I'm going
to
actually
sure
close Clango.
Yes.
And I've
see
just done that.
And settings, desktop, Clango.
So there you go. That kind of shows you how Clango works. Very cool program. Again, you can go to clango.net to pick up the program. And it's pretty cool. I think it's a lot of fun to play with. They certainly have no shortage of media, and people are adding stations all the time. Well, that's going to tie the ribbons on this edition of Blind Cool Tech. If you have suggestions for future programs, I'd love to hear from you. Please write to oldies at livingontheedgeradio.com. That's oldies at livingontheedgeradio.com. I'm Don Coco from Sacramento, California. I'm wishing each one of you the very best of 73, and thanks for listening.